How do you think the increasing use of AI in content production might affect the demand for original human-created art and design? So I think it ultimately comes back down to the relationship people have with their audience. AI is going to commoditize art. Everyone's going to be able to do it. Therefore, when it's easy, it's going to have not as much value because it's at the click of a button. And it's like, cool. And it depends on the person. Like, I got the thing that I wanted. But it's almost different when it's like handmade for you. Like, I think Lauren, my girlfriend, and she had a great example of how the difference of texting and writing a letter, when you write a letter to someone, at like handwritten, either given in person or mailed through a postcard, it has a lot more meaning because you put the effort to write this letter, you know, to convey your thoughts through this medium of writing a letter. But you can also convey these same thoughts through the medium of texting, but it has a different way of landing because one is the effort. Like, texting is so easy. I can text it and send it in like 3 seconds. But if you write it, even, you know, put cute flowers or whatever it is, design it, get a nice postcard, it has so much meaning. I think it goes back to what I said in this podcast we did, was like, it goes back to humans being nostalgic. And I think we'll continue being nostalgic even as technology evolves. So while we'll be able to have AI-generated art at the click of a button soon, or even now, people will still love the fact that you had this original one person create for you or for someone else. It's almost like even now with art, you know, like the original Mona Lisa. It's only one. As far as I know, with AI art, you can mass produce it, but same thing. But with humans, you can create the one commission, one painting, one concept art, whatever it is. You can create that piece of art specifically for this person or for this project. It's going to create a newer sense of, maybe a deeper sense of uniqueness and appreciation for it. I grew up I went to college when 3D video games and 3D animation was projected to be the 2D animation killer, and that retro games were going to be done. You know, because 3D was the way to go at that time. I think this was mid to late 2000s, but 2D animation is still booming, and there's a lot of indie 8-bit games just because there's a new technology that seems threatening to an industry doesn't mean it's going to be the thing that takes it over. I know I've shared my if you watch any other episodes of about me talking about AI, I shared a thought of how I think it eventually would take over on certain things, but that doesn't dismiss the fact that humans will still appreciate the man-made thing of, you know, like seeing someone being able to chop wood is cooler than a whole, as some of you may have seen on TikTok or on Instagram, that's cooler than just seeing a machine do it. Probably because we immediately connect with the human. We see the face, we see them doing it, kind of these mirror neurons. I mean, I'm just assuming now. How's it going to affect the demand for original human created art design? I think there might be a moment of where, fuck, like the AI is just taking things over, like all this concept art or storyboarding and whatnot. But again, it goes back to, like, for me at least, the relationship the artist has with its community, with their community, with the professionals that they have in their network. But I think also because it's like a common thing, I think there's going to be a sense of pride of like, oh, that's AI generated arts everywhere, but I have this original, I don't know, fucking Banksy or whatever. There's going to be a sense of prestige to having original human made art, which will probably drive the value up.